I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. I'm going to level with you. We've featured a lot of crazy people in our GeoQuiz segment through the years. Some of these folks get in tiny boats and try to row across the Pacific or something. Others try to walk ridiculous distances through barren, dangerous landscapes. Some do it for love, others for charity. This next story features three English guys who are doing it for soccer. Here's The World's Clark Boyd.
As with more than a few brilliant ideas that have a whiff of crazy about them, this one starts in a pub. The Little Guy, in Sydney, Australia, to be exact. Three young Englishmen, good pals, like to get together there regularly and cook up ideas. All three also happen to be big fans of English soccer and of their national team's bid to win this year's World Cup soccer tournament in Brazil. And so, a while back, after one too many pale ales,
we just got chatting and said, well, there must be a way that we can go to the World Cup.
That's Adam Burns, one of the young, soccer-crazed English guys. He and his pals Dave and Pete didn't just want to take a vacation to Brazil. They wanted to make a real adventure out of it. And after a few more pale ales, Burns says they went online and started shopping for web addresses.
We bought quite a few URLs, different URLs. And then kind of in the morning, we kind of said, did we buy lots of URLs about going to the World Cup last night?
Yes, they did. And one of the URLs happened to be walktotheworldcup.com. Wait, walk?
We started kind of researching, actually, what would it take to walk there? And we came up with this idea that 1966, obviously the last time England won the World Cup, is a really significant year for football fans. None of us were alive, but
there's a football fella, you all know his name, and the papers tell us he's in the Hall of Fame.
Ah, 1966, a distant memory for England fans. Lots of World Cup heartbreak since then. So, in a move both symbolic and potentially stupid, the lads decided to weave 1966 into their walk to the World Cup plans. They settled on Porto Alegre, Brazil, in the south, as their final destination. Now, by the way, folks, there's your answer to the GeoQuiz today, Porto Alegre. And from a friend, they bought tickets to World Cup matches that will be held there. And then they started looking for destinations 1,966 kilometers away. Get it? 1966, the last year England won a World Cup. Adam Burns says that led them to Mendoza, Argentina, for obvious reasons.
Very good wine regions, which is one of the main reasons we wanted to go.
So the plan is this. The three set off from Mendoza on March 1st, hoping to reach Porto Alegre on the 8th of June. 100 days, 80 for walking, 24 rest and relaxation, some camping, some couch surfing along the way. They'll kick a soccer ball around now and then. But Burns says that soccer's only part of the story here.
The World Cup draw was in Bahia, and FIFA must have spent millions on the kind of production of that. And there's people, locals, that just won't see any of the benefits of the World Cup. So we feel as England fans that we'll be enjoying the hospitality of Brazilian people that we want to try and give something back.
And so they've teamed up with a British charity that is helping to draw attention to the fact that Bahia is suffering through its worst drought in decades. Farmers in the region have lost crops and cattle. Millions of people have been affected. Adam Burns and his friends want to help in a simple way, raise enough money through sponsors and donations to build a well in a Bahia community that needs it. It'll take about $40,000. So far, they've raised about a quarter of that. Burns assures me that none of the money collected will go toward their World Cup travel or ticket expenses. So they're asking people to help out, either with a bit of cash or by joining their walk. All you have to do is post a video of yourself pretending to score the game-winning goal at the World Cup. Adam starts things off by dribbling a ball on an Australian beach.
Burns, he's through. There's some people on the beach. They think it's all over. Oh, it's picked up through a volley. It must be a goal. It is. He's got a foot like a traction engine. And he's away. Adam Burns has just won the World Cup final for England.
So if you fancy a 1,200-mile walk through Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil, you know what you've got to do. Get filming. And then get walking with the three guys the British press have dubbed the Brazil Nuts. Good times. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
You can see Adam Burns' video and find out more about the Walk to the World Cup at PRI.org.